Matthew chapter number 6 tonight. Matthew chapter number 6. That song they just got done singing said, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
That's the problem I find with most people. We ain't.
Yeah. Right.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Would you do yourself a great big favor tonight and just for a little bit, get real honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. Get real honest with yourself.
Yeah.
About who you are and about what you are and about spiritually where you are. Honest.
Amen.
Honest.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
God came, and I'll preach in a minute. God came in the cool of the day, and He said, Adam, where art thou? Adam?
Yeah.
Y'all reckon for a second God didn't know where Adam was? Come on, y'all, talk to me a little bit tonight. You think for a minute God was like, now where in the world did I put Adam?
Nobody.
It wasn't his earbuds he was hunting.
Right.
My wife loses those all the time. Where did I put Adam? He knew exactly where Adam was. I don't think it was a geographical question.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Adam, where are you? I'm hiding. Why are you hiding? I'm naked. How you know you're naked? Jacob finds himself in a wrestling match with God. Can you imagine that? He said, well, I'd never wrestle with God. You do it every altar call.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Right in the middle of the fight, God calls a time out.
Yeah.
Does he not?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jacob's got a hold of God, and God said, let me go. And Jacob said, I ain't letting go till you bless me. You got to understand, this ain't the first time this boy asked for a blessing.
Right.
Yeah. But it ain't his blind, dying daddy he's dealing with today.
Right. That's right.
He's dealing with the God of heaven. God said, let me go. And he said, not till you bless me.
Yeah.
And God said, hang on. Who are you?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. 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 Who are you?
What's your name?
Yep.
You reckon God just had a... I'm trying to think of the right term to use. You think God just had one of those senior moments and went, I know you. I know you. I do that at Walmart all the time.
Yeah.
Stand there and talk to somebody for an hour and they'll walk off. And my wife say, who was that? I say, I ain't got a clue. Who are you? I don't think God needed to know who Jacob was. God needed Jacob to know who Jacob was. For the first time in that boy's life, he got honest with himself and he got honest with God. God said, who are you? He said, I'm Jacob. I'm a cheater. I'm a con. I'm a liar. God said, now we're getting somewhere. He said, I tell you what, we're not going to call you Jacob no more. We're going to call you Israel. God changed his name. He might change your name if you'll realize what it is in the first place. If I'm being honest. What a song, great singing tonight. Would you be honest for a few minutes tonight? Would you? Well, why don't you turn around and look at your neighbor and say, my life may not be perfect, but I got it better than I deserve. Come on. Turn around and look at your neighbor and say, I may not be perfect, but I'm doing way yonder better than what I deserve. I'm going to read the Bible in a minute. Let me ask you a question. How many of you worry? I need class participation tonight. How many of you worry? Complain. Let's say that one again. Complain. Yeah, ladies, go ahead. Elbow him real good. You old grouch. Preacher's wife's going. We spend most of our time hunting what's wrong. Let me say that again. There's some truth there. We spend most of our time hunting what's wrong.
Yeah.
Trying to find something we can fuss, murmuring. Amen.
Yeah.
We got it way yonder better than what we deserve. I was going to say, I don't know about you, but I do. You ain't no different than I am. We deserve to be in hell with our back broke. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Here we sit, saved by the grace of God. Heaven as our home. Jesus as our Savior. God as our Father. Hey, I'm trying to tell you tonight, we got it way yonder better than what we deserve. But yet we still find something.
Yeah, we do.
To fuss and gripe about. Amen. I used to have this little fish that hung on the wall in my office. He is a bass, but he is made out of rubber. And every time you walk by that dude, he'd sing a little song. And that little song that that fish sung just made me happy. Every time I'd hear it, it made me happy. That fish's head would turn and he'd start singing. And he would sing a little song, said, "Don't worry. Be happy." And I couldn't help it. I'd want to be mad, and I couldn't. Hey, man, don't worry. Be happy. Why? Because you got it better. Somebody say, man, you got it better than you deserve. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to try to help you tonight with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of you sitting in here tonight worried yourself sick about something. Amen.
Yeah.
How many of you ever worried about something that never did happen?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Most stuff I worry about don't ever happen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get a mosquito bite and think it's a tumor. This cancer, I know it's cancer. I'm dying. Amen. We worry about stuff that don't ever happen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad my hope ain't on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to say that again. My hope ain't on Pennsylvania Avenue. My hope's on the Golden Avenue. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Matthew chapter number 6. Man, I love this church. I feel a little bit too much at home. Amen. I have to, when I feel at home, I have to be real careful as to what I might say. Amen. But I do realize whose pulpit I'm standing in. And there probably ain't much I could say that ain't done been said, or worse. Hallelujah. So I think maybe we're safe tonight. I tell you what makes me feel at home. I feel like y'all just real. You can't buy real. You can't teach real. Hey man, just be who you are by the grace of God. Somebody say amen. Matthew chapter number 6. I'm going to have to help you with some of this worrying and complaining. Worrying and complaining. Amen. Preacher would have a pretty easy life if nobody complained about nothing. Amen. Well, I'm going to leave it alone.
Don't stop that.
Jesus, the preacher said, don't stop now. Amen. Matthew chapter number 6. Won't you look with me at verse number 25. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life.
Right.
Just gnaw on that just a minute. Take no thought for your life. I got a problem. I got a problem right there with that verse already. I got a problem. Some of y'all looking at me funny. What are y'all looking at? Oh, they got the verse up there. Man, y'all on it now. You ain't all that bright when it comes to hymn singing, but you got it. Amen. Poor song leaders up here singing a verse and we're singing something totally different. You're doing good now, boys. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm scared of what they're going to put up there behind me. What was I talking about, Brother Boyd? I got a problem with this verse. Take no thought for your life. You say, what's your problem with that verse? I love Eddie Wyatt.
Yeah, you're right.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah,
right. Somebody asked me one day, Bridget said, you ever thought about killing yourself? I said, no. They used to tell me about people jumping off this bridge all the time. They said, they jump off with a parachute. I said, I ain't jumping off with a helicopter. I ain't going off. I like me. Amen. I ain't never thought about killing myself. I thought about killing somebody else's self, but I ain't never thought about killing myself.
Amen.
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 I clean my guns. I don't even look at that end. Amen. Take no thought for your life. Let's finish the verse.
Easy.
It's hard to even say it, ain't it? It's King James. Take no thought for your life. What ye shall eat. Some of y'all been thinking about that since you got here. Y'all done sat right in the pew and had a conversation with your spouse or your buddy. Where are we going? We going to Hardee's or Wendy's?
Yeah.
It's about all you got. Everything else closes. We found that out last night. Amen. Y'all got a Waffle House in this place? Amen. Y'all need a Waffle House. We're going to pray. Amen. Take no thought for your life what ye shall eat. What ye shall drink. Nor yet for your body. Oh, ladies, y'all bear with me. What ye shall put on. I got to be careful.
Go ahead.
You ever had a female in your house stand in front of a closet slam full and make this statement, I ain't going? I said, why ain't you going? I ain't got a thing to wear.
Yeah.
Everything in the closet is in the floor and on the bed.
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all bunch of cowards, say amen. I got guts of guts enough to preach it. You got better have guts enough to say amen. I ain't got a thing to wear. Take no thought for your life. What you gonna eat? What you gonna drink? What you gonna put on? That's hard scripture. Amen. Is not the life more than meat? And the body than raiment? Turn around and look at your neighbor. And say, I ain't perfect, but I'm doing way better than I deserve. Way better than I deserve. Look at the next verse. Jesus said, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Here it is. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. If you write in your Bible, would you please underline this very next phrase? Are ye not much better than they?
Yeah.
Take no thought for your life. What you gonna eat, what you gonna drink, what you gonna wear? Then he said, behold the fowls of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap. They don't gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?
Yeah.
Jump over to chapter number 10. Chapter number 10. Matthew chapter number 10. Look with me at verse number 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father.
Right.
For the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows.
Yes, amen.
He said in Matthew chapter number 6, are ye not worth much more than they? In Matthew chapter number 10, he said, you are of more value to God. You are of more value to your heavenly Father than many sparrows.
Right. Yes.
Yet he feeds the birds.
Yes.
And he cares for them. Are ye not much better than they?
Yes.
For a few minutes tonight, I want to preach to you on this thought. The birds are still singing. The birds are still singing. Listen to me, preacher man, as long as the birds are still singing, I know there's a God in heaven who knows me and cares for me. Hey, my Bible said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Hey, as long as the birds have got a song on their beak, I ought to have a song in my heart. Why? Because I'm worth more than they.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all all right?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to make this statement about 1,000 times in the next few minutes. The birds are still singing.
Amen.
You may not realize it tonight, but in the days ahead, it's going to slap you right upside the head. You're going to be right in the middle of whining.
Right.
You go whining. I'm talking about whining. Y'all have whiners around here?
Yeah.
You're going to be right in the middle of complaining. You're going to be right in the middle of fussing. And you're going to hear a little old bird somewhere. And this little redneck preacher from Georgia, my annoying voice is going to be ringing in your head, hollering, hey, stupid, the birds are still singing. And if God's taking care of that bird, God will take care of you.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know there's over 9,000 different kinds of birds? 9,000 different kinds of birds. They come in all shapes, they come in all size, and they come in all colors. And God made them in a beautiful and a wonderful way. Amen. God made them birds. They didn't evolve.
Right.
Amen. Neither did you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Though I am wondering about some of that crowd on TV, they might have come from something else. Amen. I better leave that alone. On our North American continent alone, they estimate that there are over 6 billion birds. Billion with a B. 6 billion birds. That's a pile of birds.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, I live in chicken country. Amen. We got chicken houses all over the place. You ever been to chicken house?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a 300 something foot long chicken house. I don't know how many thousands of birds they put in there. You can smell it 5 miles before you get there. Amen. I got a buddy of mine just retired from raising chicken. I told him over and over, I said, man, I don't see how you stand it. He said, I don't smell nothing. They smell like money. That's what he would say. Smell like money to me. I was like, whoo, your money needs a bath. You need to learn something about that money laundering because it'll stink. High heavens. Amen.
Yeah.
Six billion birds on the North American continent alone. They're interesting. They're interesting. The tallest bird on our continent is the whooping crane. And she can stand upwards of 5 feet tall. Isn't that amazing? A bird 5 foot tall. My wife's barely that. 5 foot tall. Amen. The heaviest on our continent is the trumpeter swan. Don't mess with one of them things. If you ever run up on one, leave it alone. Well, they will flog the fool out of you. They mean. Amen. Did you know that that girl can weigh 40 pounds? A 40-pound bird. That's a big bird. Amen. The heaviest is the trumpeter swan. The California condor has a wingspan, Brother Boyd, 10 feet wingspan. Boys, that's from the ground to the rim of the basketball goal. 10-foot wingspan.
Yeah.
God made that thing.
Yeah.
The albatross can have a wingspan of up to 12 feet long.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that God feeds the birds?
Yeah.
And that the birds are still singing?
Yeah.
Woo! And if the birds ain't starving to death, me and you ain't got nothing to worry about, somebody ought to say hallelujah right there. Thank God the birds are still singing.
Amen.
Then there's the bumblebee hummingbird in South Africa. Brother Boyd, you might have to look him up. He's no bigger than your thumbnail. Tiny. We got hummingbirds at the house and they're probably about like that. But this little dude, man, I mean, he's a little old bitty thing. And can fly 1,000 miles an hour is what it looks like. That little. Amongst all them birds.
Yeah.
And God knows where that little fella's at.
Yeah.
And God knows what that little fella needs.
Right.
somebody ought to get a hold of this. Yeah. Are ye not worth much more than they?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I read about the black pole warbler. The black pole warbler. He flies from Canada to South America some 6,000 miles and he does it in 4 days. In doing so, they say that he loses up to half his body weight and his body's flesh. 6,000 miles in 4 days. Scientists have converted his consumption into miles per gallon.
Wow.
They say if it were miles per gallon, that black pole warbler would get up to 72,000 miles per gallon.
Wow.
That's better than a Prius. Amen. God made that thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. God made that bird. God created that bird. And he created that bird in such a way that he could fly 6,000 miles and that he can do it in 4 days. Did I tell you the birds are still singing?
Amen.
Do you understand the birds are still singing? Do you understand what that means? If the birds have got something to sing about, how much more have I got something to praise my Heavenly Father for?
Amen. Amen.
Mm. The birds are still singing. Now get this now, I'm trying to help you with your worrying and your complaining. Trying to help you tonight. If there are 6 billion birds on our North American continent alone, I want you to do some math with me just a little bit. If the average weight of every bird, those 6 billion birds, if the average weight of each bird was only 3 ounces. Remember that trumpeter swan weighs 40 pounds. Now I left out a valuable thing. Did you know that a bird eats up to half its body weight every day? Up to half its body weight every day. I read that and I thought, I pastor a bunch of birds. That's all my bunch thinks about. It's what they just ate, what they're going to eat. Amen. Got quiet. They consume up to half their body weight every day. 6 billion birds. Of them 6 billion birds, if they only average weighing 3 ounces apiece, listen to this. That means that God has to provide 1.5 billion tons of food for them birds every day. 1.5 billion tons of food every day if the average weight of every bird was only 3 ounces. And God does it every single day, 365 days a year. And He's been doing it for 6,000 years. Lord, I've been watching too much History Channel. Billions and billions of years ago. I'm a creationist. Hey, man. Make no bones about it. I got tongue tied. 6,000 years. He's been doing it.
Yes, He has.
All that time.
Yes.
1.5 billion tons of food a day. Do you know what they said? The richest man on this planet could not feed the birds for a day. Elon, we got a problem. We got some men. We got some men stuck up there in Mars or somewhere. There's some men up there on the space station. We'll go get them.
Yeah.
We got the technology. We got the brains. We'll go get them. Elon, we got another problem. The birds are starving. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
Yeah.
I can build a rocket, I can fly you to the moon, but I can't feed the birds for a day.
Yeah.
But I'm serving a God tonight. Oh, somebody ought to get happy. I'm serving a God tonight that feeds them all every single day. He always has and He always will. He ain't standing in heaven tonight wringing His hands, worrying about where the next meal's going to come
from. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Did I tell you the birds are still singing?
Yeah, that's good.
Did I tell y'all the birds are still singing?
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, amen.
My little fish said it like this. Don't worry. Be happy. I did that because he shook his tail when he did it. Amen. It just happened. I'm sorry. It just happened. Amen. Don't worry. Be happy. Why? The birds are still singing. It's my prayer that every time you hear a bird chirp or a crow squawk, the Holy Ghost sits down in your soul and says, hey, I got you. I got you. I've got your little family. I got your babies. I got your wife. Amen. I got your church. I got your ministry. Hey, don't worry about it if the birds are still singing.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
They sing in the sunshine. They sing in the rain. They sing in times of war. They sing in times of peace. Are you listening? Over there in the Ukraine tonight, these birds singing. Over in Russia tonight, these birds singing. Over in North Korea tonight, there's birds singing. And people living in literal hell on earth. But God's still taking care of them birds every single day. God's in control. Our problem is we don't trust Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Is that right? To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Amen.
Do you trust Him tonight?
Yeah,
I trust Him, but no, you don't. If you got to put a but in there, you don't trust Him.
Amen.
When's the last time you just fully surrendered your life to God and said, God, here I am. Here's my family. Here's my finance. God, here's everything I've got. I'm putting it all in your hands. Why? Because I heard a bird singing a while ago. And God, I know if you're taking care of that bird, God, you're going to take care of me. I don't know if I told y'all or not. The birds are still singing. There's even birds that sing in the midnight hour. There's birds that sing in the darkness of night. A whippoorwill. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's good.
Did I tell you the birds are still singing?
Yes.
Do you ever wonder why birds sing? Have you ever thought about it? There used to be an old song in the 50s, Why Do Birds Sing? Why Do They Fall in Love? Y'all remember? Yeah. Nobody but me. Huh? Rest of y'all a bunch of liars. Amen. We going to have an altar call here in just a few minutes. Amen. Scientists came up with a reason that birds sing. And I thought you had to have an education to figure that out. Here's why they say birds sing. They said, number one, they sing because of love. They sing because of love. I thought about that song. Because He loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. Amen. He loves me. He loves me. Yes, Jesus loves even me. Hey, I got a song in my heart tonight because of the love of God was placed down in my soul. Hey, I remember when my song was, If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Dixie, I Don't Want to Go. That's the stupidest statement I ever made in my life.
Amen.
If heaven ain't a lot gear, Lord, I hope it ain't nothing like this place. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I pray it ain't got nothing on that. Amen.
Come on now.
I went from riding around town in Dallas, Georgia in my jacked up truck singing If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Dixie. Now I'm singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm singing Heaven's Jubilee. Woo! Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me. Joys is ours to share. Oh, ain't you glad you got a new song in your heart? Why do you sing? I sing because of love.
Amen.
You said, why do you love God? Because He loved me.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Because He loved me. Yes. Amen. You said, we want deep preaching. You ain't getting this.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Amen.
If it didn't swell up on you real good, how much God loves you, how much God cares about you, you'd get your lip up off the ground. You might even raise a hand up in the air. Hey, you might even shed a tear of joy down your face just thinking about the goodness of God in your life. Hey, somebody ought to shout glory right there. They sing because of love.
Amen.
How about that? Scientists come up with that.
Yeah.
I'm corn fed.
Yeah.
Cotton patch. I'm talking about country.
Yeah.
It's dirt.
Yeah.
I ain't got a degree from nowhere.
Yeah.
And I could have told them that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We turkey hunt.
Yeah.
They ain't got much of a song.
Right. Yeah.
But they like it.
Yeah.
For some reason, that hen loves that song.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone. They sing because of love.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not only that. Scientists said, hey, did I tell you the birds are still singing?
Yeah.
They said they sing because of love. Then they said, the second reason birds sing is they sing for territorial rights. They sing for territorial rights. Several years ago, we had a... You ever seen anybody make bird houses and make the roof out of car tag? Uh-huh. Y'all know what I'm talking about? My uncle, he's in heaven now, had a license plate.
Oh, okay.
Bent, you know, and that was the roof.
Yeah.
Up here, it'd be a West Virginia tag.
A car tag. I now understand what
car
you
car tag. I don't know what you think I said.
I
amen. Interpret for me, see?
Yeah.
Amen. A car tag, a license plate. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Them things you used to make. Y'all come get a song. Amen. They sing for territorial right.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, my uncle made one of them birdhouses. Had a Georgia license plate. And we just stuck that thing on the back porch. Didn't think nothing about it. Well, every year, these wrens would come and build a nest. I guess they was wrens, little brown bird. Me and my wife sitting on the porch one morning drinking coffee. We seen that mama bird fly in that hole. Had a little perch on the... under the hole. She said, go see if there's any baby birds in there. So I got a chair. Miss Cheryl Ann, I slid over and I got up.
Uh-oh.
I got my phone.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. They was baby birds in there.
Yeah.
And mama.
Yeah.
And she come running out on that perch right in my eyeball. And brother, anybody ever had a bird cuss you out? I got cussed up one side and down the other. She run out on that little perch, looked right in my eyeball and said, I thought, whoa, watch your mouth. I don't know exactly what she said, but I got a feeling it went something like, this is my baby's in here, and if you come around here, I will peck your eyeball out of your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wondered if she didn't even throw in. You ever seen that movie, The Birds?
Yeah, I can call on it.
Territorial rights. Everybody in America squawking about something.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the trans crowd,
yeah.
Don't die on me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you born a boy, you a boy.
Amen. Amen.
I hope we all right.
Yes. Amen.
You born a girl, you a girl.
Yes. Amen.
You stuck with what you is.
Yes, amen.
I smile at you like Joel Osteen. That make it better. Yeah. Everybody's up in the air about something. And here's God's people over here.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to offend nobody.
Yeah.
Maybe we do.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time we started singing for territorial rights. I'm going to say it again. Maybe it's time we started singing for territorial rights. There's a school in Georgia that put a litter box in the girls' bathroom because a little old girl in an elementary school identified as a cat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord
help. Yeah.
Oh, my. Wicked.
Wow.
But God forbid we open our mouth.
Yeah.
God forbid we open our mouth and say it's okay to pray over your lunch in a public school cafeteria.
Yeah.
Hey man, you want to be a cat? Be a cat.
Yeah.
I want to be a quarter horse. Hallelujah. I thought I was, but I run on my all fours growing up. Amen. It don't matter how much I want to be a quarter horse, I'll never be a quarter horse. Preacher, please don't never crawl up on my back. Because I ain't. No matter how much I try to tell you I am, I ain't.
Yeah.
Be what you want to be.
Amen.
Go on, be it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go on, be what you want to be. But don't get upset when I be what I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a child of God. I'm going to sing about His goodness. I'm going to sing about His mercy. And I'm going to sing about His grace. You sit over and lick your paws and shut your mouth.
Amen.
I don't know where it come from. I had too much coffee. Amen. Territorial right.
Yes. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Great job.
She done run out on that perch and let me know. Under no uncertain terms. I was trespassing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Harrelson County High School. Harrelson County, Georgia. Probably about 5-6 years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was. There's some parents. One set of parents. A mom and a dad. Two people. Pitched a fit over them praying at a football game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was on news. It made national news.
Yeah.
The Harrelson County Rebels.
Yeah.
I mean, they throwed a wall-eyed fit because they prayed. Had a local pastor open the football game in prayer.
Right.
Lord, I pray you'd watch over his boys, keep them safe. You know, he wasn't hacking and snorting and preaching.
Right.
He just prayed for God to keep them kids safe and give them good sportsmanship, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they pitched a fit. So the school board decided we're no longer going to pray at a Harrelson County football game. What we're going to do, in lieu of praying, we're going to have a moment of silence. Well, that thing spread like wildfire. And the next home game, it wasn't just Harrelson County. People come from counties all over the place. They had their colors as blue and silver. They had these t-shirts made. Navy blue with silver letters front and back. And it said simply, Harrelson County Rebels still pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
Every news channel in the country was there.
Yeah, come on.
The guy stepped up in the press box, the principal or whoever he was. He said, let's bow our heads for a moment of silence.
Oh.
And it sounded like an army coming to attention. Whoa.
Yeah.
One voice.
Yeah.
One sound. About 3,000 people. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And all of a sudden that camera panned to that little old mom and daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to sing.
Amen.
We're not supposed to be troublemakers. But we're supposed to stand up for what's right. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, I'm here to tell you, I don't mind telling a man in a heartbeat, God ain't got a last name.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's
right.
That's right. That's my Savior. I'm going to say it again. That's my Savior. You're not going to run him down and me not say, hey.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right? I'm almost done.
You're all right.
Some of y'all done 10 minutes ago. Amen. I lost y'all to girl won't be a cat.
No worries. No, you didn't.
They sing because of love.
Yeah.
I should have waited for the last night. We can't even get some of y'all to open a songbook.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's good.
Amazing
grace.
Yeah, preach.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We ought to have a little more than that.
Oh, yes.
I agree. Yes.
We ought to have a saved by grace. Just missed hell. That's all. We ought to have a little more than that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They sing because of love. They sing for territorial rights. I'll give you this and I'll quit. Lastly, it's a scientist. Now, it's a real, honest to God scientist in a laboratory. Come up with this. He said they sing because of love. They sing for territorial rights. Here it is. Y'all can believe this. This is what science said. They sing because they're happy.
Yes.
They sing because they're happy. I believe there's a song in our old hymn book that said, I sing because I'm happy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I learned when I was a little bitty boy riding the church bus. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Hey, y'all know, y'all know.
Yeah.
We ought to sing because we're happy.
Amen. Amen.
Old boy at church one time got a new youth choir CD. He got in the truck going to work one morning. He plugged that new CD in. Then the Holy Ghost got in the car truck with him. Y'all ever had that happen?
Yes, sir.
God get in the car with you. You get to snotting and a crying. Forget even where you at.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He forgot where he was. Didn't realize the light had turned red in front of him. He rear-ended a guy. Just bam.
Oh, no.
Crunched him. I mean hit him hard. He said, Lord, here I was. I'm just trying to worship you and praise you. Lord, I didn't mean to hit this guy. And then he looks in the back window of that car and that guy's head's about this big around.
Oh.
He said, Lord, this guy's huge. He's going to kill me. Lord, please. I didn't mean, Lord, you know. And about that time, my car door opened and that dude jumped out. And he was a dwarf about that tall. And sure enough, here he come. Right to that old Christian boy's truck. The old boy rolled down the window. And the little guy looked at him and said, I'm not happy. And the old boy from church looked at him and said, well, which one are you? Y'all look up in here real good. I'm wondering tonight, which one are you? See Dopey's in the house, Grumpy's in the house, Sleepy's in the house, but we hunting happy up in here. I sing because I'm happy. I ain't got no sad song to sing. There's a tear in my beer and that all you got?
Yeah, that's good.
Did I tell you the birds are still singing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they are.
If the birds are still singing, your heavenly Father's taking care of you.
Yeah.
Amen. He cares curse for his own. Hey, he's even counted the hairs on top of your head. Job said he counts my footsteps. Good Lord Almighty, somebody ought to get happy in here tonight.
Yeah,
the birds are still singing.
Yes, amen.
And tell me again why you ain't happy.
God help us.
I got to thinking while Les was singing that song a while ago, I'm doing way better than I deserve. My own daddy said that I'd be dead or in jail. That's what my daddy said. That was his prediction for my life. I'm doing way better than I deserve. I ain't never been to jail. Not once. Except to preach. And I don't like that. I got something to be happy about. I have no reason to complain. If I keel over right now, it's been good.
Amen.
It's been mighty good.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
I married my childhood dream. I fell in love with her when she was 12 years old. I told my mom, I'm going to marry that girl. God's been good to me. God's been good to me. And God's been good to you. But preacher, we're having a hard time. We all have a hard time. Man born a woman, a few days full of trouble. I know. But in the midst of it all, God cares for His children. Let's stand our feet tonight. Not sure if I told you or not, but the birds are still singing.
Yes, amen.
Every time you hear a bird chirp, you remember God loves you. And He loves you more than He loves that bird. I ain't never seen a bird in a welfare line.
Never.
God's taking care of them birds.
Amen.
God's taking care of them birds. He'll take care of me.
Amen.
And He'll take care of you. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this evening, Lord God, we thank you for a good and a glorious day. Thank you for the sweet fellowship with the preacher and his dear wife today. Lord, thank you for this service tonight, the good singing we've heard. Thank you, Lord, most of all for your word. God, thank you for just a little reminder tonight that you love even me. Lord, just a nobody from nowhere. God, thank you for loving old sinners. Hallelujah tonight. God, I have nothing to complain about, but everything to praise about. Lord, we love you tonight. And Father, I do thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace. God, for your kindness that you've shown toward me. And God, I pray you'd help us all to realize just how good you are to us. Lord, help us to put our trust and our faith totally in you, God. Lord, depend on you for everything that we have. Lord, for our very being. Lord, we love you tonight. Have your way in this altar call. Lord, you know every heart. You know every need. Deal with us accordingly. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.